College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. Kyle Quinn is in for Hugh, of course, Fran behind the glass, in for Kyle. 215-592-9494. All right, we're doing our top five Phillies quarter century. Tomorrow's the unveil of the overall top five athletes in Philadelphia since 2000. The voting has been sent to me here. The listener voting has been sent to me, what we have so far. I also have our staff voting here. So I'm going to put those together. I'm going to dive into, do some math tonight and figure out the overall top five. We'll unveil that tomorrow during the show. But when we were doing all this Phillies talk today, we were thinking about all the moments, right? The great moments of the last 25 years.
Yep.
And you pointed out early, Kyle, that part of the Bryce Harper thing is he has one of those moments, if not the moment, which is Bedlam at the Bank, not Park, and not bedtime.
Bedtime, yeah.
Where does the bedtime come from? He put the Padres to sleep? Is that? Or was just he misspoke?
I think he was just being a jerk.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, that could be. So we started thinking about the great moments. Uh-huh. And then we're like, all right, maybe we could do a top five moments of the last 25 years. Unfortunately, there's a lot. You know, for a team that's only won one World Series, the Phillies have a lot of special moments in the last 25 years. So we have seven of them here. Let's roll through them. We'll go in chronological order. We'll have fun.
We have seven in our top five?
Well, we're going to have to cut two out. So that's going to be the task for us. When this is, let's listen all seven together and then figure out which ones are really the five that belong, because
that's good.
I don't know which five it is. All right, here we go. In chronological order, we start in the divisional round in 2008, the Milwaukee Brewers, the Phillies. Brett Myers leading into Shane Victorino.
Man at third, and the pitcher Brett Myers coming to the plate. We had just four hits during the season, and he rips through a fastball. Sabathia coming to the plate, and a swing and a miss again. But it's nothing at two. And just missed, I guess, the inside corner.
No, it didn't.
I think Mark Wagner might have just missed.
Oh, my. If that wasn't a strike, there is no strike.
Swing and a little cue shot foul fly.
A big hand, too, for the contact.
And that one's down low. Two balls, two strikes. Swing and a ball fouled away to the right side. Another big cheer in the dirt low. And the count is now full at 3-2.
Well, you talk about somebody really working a pitcher.
And the payoff pitch. Swing and a chopper foul, third base side. He's still alive.
The next pitch will be Sabathia's 40th.
Sabathia delivers. Down and in, ball four, he walked him. Sabathia with a 1-2 pitch, swing and a drive. Down the left field line, Braun going
Come
back.
On,
he
ball.
Looks up, and it is gone!
Yes!
Grand slam, Victorino!
Oh, my!
Phillies lead here in the second, 5-1.
A 1-2 pitch. Oh, is that huge?
All right, a couple things stand out to me. One, I love the context that Scott gave there, that Brett Myers only had four hits the whole season, and then he worked that count against what was probably the best pitcher in baseball that year.
Yeah.
So Sabathia, we know he got traded to the Brewers, right, during that season? He pitched for the Brewers 17 games to a 1.65 ERA, and then the Phillies tagged him for five runs. Obviously, the Grand Slam it was that, in 3 2/3. The other thing I love about that call, I love during that run when you could hear L.A. like cheering him on, like in the moment.
Yes.
And like he's like, he wants that ball to get out, and he's cheering him on.
My dad took me to that game, so I was in the building for that. I think I was like 13, 2008, 13. That math for me. The Brett Myers at bat, and you can hear it in that cut. Like the stadium is getting progressively louder with every single pitch. Like that was one of those Philly fans are smart fans thing. Like we knew the moment.
Yep.
It was just a few foul balls. It was just a few balls. But it was so much more than that. Like to run up CC Sabathia's count and then load the bases, like getting on with the walk was unbelievable. And then the stadium exploded when Victorino hit that home run or the grand slam. Like, I don't think I've ever been a place that's louder in my entire life. And the best part about it was, even knowing how good Sabathia was that season, the chants throughout the stadium,
CC
sucks, was awesome. And, I mean, man, he sucked that day. That was not a good showing.
So that, you know what it kind of reminds me of? And we're going to get to this later in these lists of audio moments. He kind of reminds me of when Stotts at bat Zapp Strider in 22 before the Hoskins home run.
Yep.
Because Sabathia, I thought he was gassed after the at bat to Myers, and then Victorino took him out. He threw 98 pitches in 3 2/3. They got him.
They really did. Yeah.
They got him. All right, there's the first one. All right, number two. This one happened in the next round in L.A. Matt Stairs sends one into the night.
Stairs rips one into the night, deep into right, way out of here. And Philadelphia gets a pinch hit, two-run shot, and the Phillies lead 7-5 in the eighth.
I remember watching that, and the moment it went off as bad, I said to myself, the Phillies are going to win the World Series.
Yes.
Because, you know, the first round, they knocked the Brewers out. The Dodgers thing, I thought they were better, but it was back and forth. I don't think the Red Sox-Rays series was over yet, but it was just like, the Phillies are going to win the whole thing.
Yeah, and sometimes you know it when it's... The beauty of playoff baseball are the contributions from the guys that are the unsung heroes or like the guys that you don't expect those contributions to come from. And that from Matt Stairs, moonshot from Matt Stairs. And that, I think, also was kind of the moment, at least for me, I was like, well, we're definitely winning this Dodgers series. Like, this team is going to the World Series.
Yeah, and they did. All right, Stairs number two. Third, a few weeks later, to finish off the World Series, Brad Lidge.
Fans on feet. Rally towels are being waved. Brad Lidge stretches. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 World Champions of Baseball.
The fact that it's Harry on the call adds to that one. I mean, obviously, it's the only championship, so it has to make the list.
It had to be Harry.
Yeah, but it had to be Harry.
Well, it almost like that kind of has to be number one, doesn't it?
I think it's going to end number one. Yeah, or, I mean, you know what? I'll say it this way. It's a lock for the top five.
Okay, well.
It's a guarantee. It has to be. Unlike Bryce Harper.
Well, hold on a second. The Bedlam at the Bank, I think, deserves an automatic spot on this list.
I think you're going to be right. Let's play it out and keep going. All right, a year later, Philly's trying to get back to the World Series against that same team in the NLCS. Game four, Philly's up 2-1 in the series. Jimmy Rollins off Broxton.
Swing and a drive, right center field. This one is falling. It's a base hit. It'll go up the alley. Rutland will score. Ruiz around third. He is being waved home. The Phillies have won the ball game. Ruiz slides. Rollins has won it. They stream out of the dugout.
Yeah.
Rollins by near third. This game is over as the Phillies strike again with two outs in the ninth inning. And they have a 3-1 lead.
My goodness, they owned Broxton during that time. That guy has nightmares about this place.
That is my favorite call by Scott Fransky of all time.
And you have LA again with cheering in the background.
Oh my goodness, it's amazing. And that is like, that's such a significant moment in that series. That series could have been 2-2.
Yep, heading back to LA.
Yeah, and then to hit that, for it to end that way, go up 3-1, like, oh my goodness. Like, that call, that and the Bedlam at the Bank, one of the two that, like, every time I hear them, I get goosebumps.
Yeah, it really is an amazing call by Scott Fransky. All right, let's go to 1 year later, not a year that ended in a World Series trip, which is kind of rare for all the other ones, but it's an all-time baseball moment. Division Series against the Cincinnati Reds, Roy Halladay.
Just about a 7:45, October the 6th. 2010, the first postseason game for Roy Halladay. He winds the 0-2, swing and a dribbler out in front of the plate. Ruiz out to get it. The throw from his knees. It's in time, and it's a no-hitter. Unbelievable. Ruiz and Halladay embrace, and the Phillies again celebrate around Roy Halladay. 4-0. It's the second no-hitter in Major League postseason history. Here tonight at Citizens Bank Park.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So two things come to mind. What a call, obviously, by Scott.
Yeah, I lied. That was another one that gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, I mean, I remember where I was watching that. So two things hit me. One, it will be the last postseason no-hitter. No one's ever going to do that again. No one's allowed to go that deep into a game.
Yeah.
I mean, Zach Wheeler last year dominated the Mets. He came out in the eighth inning. I think we'll never see that again.
Well, I don't know. Like, for as dominant as Halladay looked in that game, I think he would have had to have been, like, crazy to even think about pulling. Like if you're carrying a no hitter into the seventh or eighth, or like into the eighth, say, and your stuff still looks that dominant, could you imagine pulling that guy?
Do you think Topper would let Wheeler go out there with 130 pitches?
It's got to be a max.
Right.
It has to be a max.
Pitch to Maddox.
Right. It has to be something unique like that. The second thing is, there's something just so amazing in that that guy waited a decade to make the playoffs. In his first playoff game, he throws a no-hitter.
He was an unbelievable pitcher, dude.
He really was.
And by the way, that play by Chooch,
yes,
who is top five on some people's list.
Multiple.
Yeah, not a gimme play.
No, it was a hard play.
Like that, like just dribbled over the bat that was dropped.
And I haven't...
In front of home plate?
Yeah, it was a great play. And I haven't brought it up to today, but that Reds lineup, that was a very good lineup.
Yeah.
That had...
Roland.
Right, old Roland. Jay Bruce, young Joey Votto.
MVP Votto.
Yeah, Brandon Phillips. Like, that wasn't like a... You know, sometimes you face... Like, when the Phillies played the Marlins 2 years ago in the playoffs, like, yeah, whatever. Like, that team stinks. That Reds team had some real hitters on it. Yeah. What a moment for Roy Halladay there. All right. We had to wait a while for another moment around here after 2010 in the postseason. Let's fast forward. I remember exactly where I was standing in Citizens Bank Park 3 years ago, October 2022, against the Braves, Game 3 of the NLDS.
Two on, one out. And the pitch. Swung on!
Did it!
Crushed! And the Phillies are going to lead it! 4-0! A three-run home run for Rhys Huskins! Season home run, and he's sprinting around third base. What a moment here at Citizens Bank Park.
I that one gives me chills. I mean, I can remember the feeling of the crowd. It was, I felt like the place was moving. My ears hurt afterwards.
That place was ready to look. That was 10 years or 11 years of pent-up aggression just unleashed in that game. And by the way, this goes to what I was saying earlier with how that run had more moments than the other two after them like combined.
Mm-hmm.
You know, homered right after that.
Harper.
Of course.
Yeah, to right field, yeah.
That was like the start of like, holy crap.
Yeah, that was. It was like what the switch flipped. Like that team was just so like up and down the whole year. Now they were good in June and July, but then September stunk and they got swept by the Cubs. And all of a sudden they just flipped a switch. They were the classic, like, if you get hot, you never
know. Right. And it was 1-1 because we had won game one in Atlanta, lost game two.
Well, remember what happened in game two. Rhys dropped the ball at first base.
That's right. Yep. And then and that was a pent up emotion too, just by Rhys to spike the bat there. But man. Like, just remembering the way I felt going into the game three, I'm like, well, it was a best of five. So you're like, this is the game right here. Like, they need to win this game. And then, man, a 9-1 ass whooping of the Braves all started off by Hoskins and that home run. That was amazing.
And similar to the CC thing, they wore it was the Stott at bat that wore out Strider, and then his velocity dropped and they just crushed him. All right, let's get to the final one on the list. We have the great moments of the last 25 years. Bedlam at the bank, they like to say.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive. Left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes.
And it is gone.
Yes. Yes.
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason. And he may never hit a bigger one.
Bedlam at the bank, everyone, right? Not Bedlam at the park. Oh, Andy.
Oh, dude.
It's so bad.
That's terrible. I mean, that's a disgrace.
But that moment was obviously great. All right, so here's the question. We played seven great moments in the last 25 years. There's no such thing as a top seven.
No,
you got to have five.
Yep. Yeah.
So what gets
Stairs us out.
I agree with you.
Stairs us out.
I started putting a little check mark next to ones that need to be on the final five, and I did not have a check mark next to stairs. So what else leaves?
Then it's tough, man.
So I think the three that have to be in the top five are the end of the World Series with Harry's call.
Yep.
Bedlam at the bank. Mm-hmm. And I think the Hoskins bat slam has to be there. I think it's an iconic moment.
And probably, man, we're talking about the second no-hitter in playoff history.
Okay, so Halladay's four.
I think
that means one of the Victorino home run or the Rollins doubles out. Fran, what do you think?
They won the World Series, wait. It's Victorino.
That one stays.
I think he's right.
I think so. Yeah,
I think so too, man. And it hurts me because because my favorite Fransky call, the Rollins double into the gap.
So the call is a huge part of it, but it's also the moment, like how it holds up and what matters.
Yeah, but I think Fran's on it. Like
I think he is too.
Leading to a World Series, it's tough.
All right, so the five best Phillies moments since 2000, in whatever order you want to put them. But end of the World Series with Harry's call, the Myers at bat into Victorino, the Halladay no hitter. Rhys Hoskins bat slam and Bedlam at the bank. I think we figured it out.
Yeah. And you know what, man? I got to say.
Do we miss one?
No. Okay. No. I'm just thinking, like, because I'm thinking of how we would order them. And I believe Bedlam in the bank gets an auto spot in that top five. That might be, I mean, is that not the most clutch moment of all of them?
The Bedlam at the bank?
Yeah.
It is the most clutch. Yeah.
Like, they were going to win that World Series in 08. That wasn't like a... You know, like they were threatening.
Yeah. It is the most clutch one. Yeah, it was a home run to put them in the World Series. I mean,
unbelievable moment.
It's one of the biggest moments in the history of the franchise.
And like, I can't stress this enough. He was so good in that postseason run that by the time he got up to the plate there, I haven't felt this way since Ryan Howard. I'm like, this man is going to put one in the seats.
Yeah, you almost expected
it. And then he did it. I was like, no bleeping way.
Yeah,
like,
it kind of reminded me of like what David Ortiz was 25 years ago. Like you started expecting him to get a hit every time. 215-592-9494. Kashmir in the polka dots. Hey, Kashmir.
What's going on there, Joe?
Kashmir, what's up, buddy?
So I got to say, I like the Fox. I do like the top five. That was a great moments there. You got to put Bedlam in the bank on there. You got to do that, obviously. And I think number one, obviously, you got to put, you know, Harry's call. I think cements is like Harry Callis calling it.
Yeah.
That right there is number one, winning the World Series. Okay. Harry Callis calling it. It's you got to. I think you got to put the number one. I think Bedlam at the bank. I got to put that number two. I like the Rhys Hoskins bat slam, but it was the divisional round. And it was game three. It was our first home playoff game in 11 years.
Yeah, I think that what it symbolized mattered more than like the round or the moment, right? You're right. It was game. It was like, I think it was the fourth inning of game three, right? Like, but it symbolized, and Kyle said it, like 12 years of pent up frustration just exploded.
Yeah. It was like the levee broke.
Yeah. That's what it was.
That's why I understand. I just don't know if I could put that number five. All several moments. All of them. I mean, if I can all put them in, they're all incredible moments. But it's like, I can't put that above Victorino's grand slam. I can't put it above. I can't put it above Matt Stairs. I just can't put it above Matt Stairs. It was like it was at that moment, and I remember listening on the radio because I was only a 16-year-old kid at the time, and I'm 16 years old because my parents like tell me, hey, you got to go to bed now, Cass. Come on, you get school in the morning. And I'm like, I gotta listen to this game, and I'm like. And I'm like, once Matt Stairs hits that grand, so I'm like, oh my God, we're going to win the World Series. It's like it was written. It was like they were going to win the World Series. You knew it at that point. I just don't, man. I mean, and Halladay's no hitter. I just don't know if it resembles up in the moment because just we've already had so many moments.
But it is a playoff no hitter.
It's a playoff no hitter. Yeah,
second one in history. Now,
if Zach Wheeler throws a no-hitter, the place would be, I don't know, Zach Wheeler ever throws a no-hitter, but in the no-hitter, in the NFL playoff game, but I don't know. But I just want to get it real quick for my top five Phillies of all time. Kyle, I love you, man, but I do not have Bryce Hopper. I'm sorry.
This is unbelievable.
No, Kashmir's got this locked down.
Very disappointed.
Bryce, not a guaranteed spot for Bryce.
He's number six. He's number six.
People forget about 2022.
I know, but I'm sorry, but my number five is Zach Wheeler. Number four, Cole Hamels. Number three, Jimmy Rollins. Number two, Ryan Howard. Number one, and my all-time, maybe I'm a little bit biased here, Joe, he's my all-time favorite player in baseball, Chase Utley.
That's a good list. This is a good list, yeah.
It's fine.
It's a great list.
Do people forget that Chase Utley literally had one of the great World Series performances in baseball history of all time in baseball? Does anyone forget that?
I think people forget.
Do people forget that Chase Utley hit two doubles, had an OPS over 900, and had five home runs, three of them off CC Sabathia? I mean, what are we doing here? The guy was an all-time performer, and he literally, I don't care what Hideki Matsui did, Chase Sutley was the MVP of that World Series.
Yeah.
He really was. I know they lost.
He was the best hitter in the series. Yeah, he was. He was amazing.
Yes, he was. I mean, so it's like, I'm sorry, but I mean, Utley to me, number one. And obviously, if he didn't get hurt, if he didn't get injured, you could arguably say in 2008 or 2009, he would have won the MVP. He would have won MVP one of those years, Joe. He really would.
Well, also seven. I mean, I think, didn't he break his hand in seven?
He broke his hand in seven.
Yeah, he might have got it over Jimmy in seven if he didn't break his hand. Yeah.
And I know for a fact, if he didn't, I think, hurt his wrist, I think, in 2008, he was on an incredible pace in 2008 as well.
Yeah, so he only played 132 games in seven, but if you look at his WAR, it was almost as high as anyone in baseball. Like if he had played the whole year, he might have won the MVP that year.
He might have won the MVP over Jimmy, and he probably would. I mean, but it's like these guys are MVPs. I mean, people forget that these guys were MVPs.
People forget.
Like, Ryan Howard, MVP. Chase Utley should have been MVP. You know, it's like Jimmy Rollins was an MVP.
Bryce Harper, like, MVP.
Yes, he was, but the National League was down in 2021.
He's
not wrong.
The National League was down, but Harper wasn't.
He had a great year.
Yes, Harper had a phenomenal year. I don't care what the rest of the National League did.
He had a great year. Kashmir, good phone call.
I could have won MVP in a lot of other years.
You know what's, I'm looking at the MVP voting from 07. So Jimmy won it.
Yep.
Howard finished fifth. And Utley, who again got hurt and missed a decent chunk of the season, he finished eighth. It does make me remember what it was like to watch an offense with three, top 10 MVP hitters? Meanwhile, we have what we have right now, which is just Schwarber and, Turner's
kind of like
decent.
The Dodgers last year with Betts and Ohtani.
Yes.
And,
yes.
I know. Zach Wheeler's the one that, I understand people want to put him on the list over Bryce Harper. He's just been better lately. You could argue over the span of his entire Phillies career, he'd been better. But, man, if they win the World Series, this is going to be labeled the Bryce Harper era, not the Zach Wheeler era.
But they haven't done it yet.
It just will be.
I know.
But I'm using that as a stepstone to say that this is the Bryce Harper era, whether they win or whether they lose.
Yeah, that's true.
It just is.
Every era has that face, right? It was Donovan's era. It's Embiid's era.
We're in the Jalen Hurts era.
Yes, we are. All right, Damond is in Delco. What's up, Damond?
Yo, they got me finally.
We got you, Damond. What's up, buddy?
Hey, listen, man. It was a while ago, right? But my man Chuck called in. Chuck had me fired up, man, because he talked about your boy Embiid. What's the dude's name? What's my guy's name? Man.
Is he a Sixer?
Yeah, he a Sixer, man. Paul George. Paul George. I think both of them need to go.
Name, George Paul.
George Paul, yeah.
Yeah, George Paul, whatever his name is. Paul George, George Paul. Whatever.
Garbage!
He ain't playing for us, man. Both of them, man. Listen, and then B talking about, what's this new stuff he's talking about? He gave us everything. Like, we waited for him for 2 years before he even touched the ball, touched the court for us, man. Like, he got to go, man. Him, Daryl Morey, and Paul George. Get them all out of here.
Yeah, Damond, I agree. I mean, I think we would be better off if we all just went our separate ways. Obviously, Embiid still has a lot of stuff kind of pent up about the organization. He's not getting any healthier or younger. If we can move – if I could snap my fingers right, if I could bring out the old Trey Turner magic wand and just dump Embiid and George, I would do it in a heartbeat.
We need that. We definitely need that, man, because he turned out to be like Ben Simmons to me now. Like, I really don't like him, man, because the things he's saying about us – as Philly, and then also, he just went to the Olympics. First of all, he didn't play that playoff series, no. Then he goes to the Olympics. He get hurt. Then he come back, and he's barely playing. Now he's hurt again. Now he got to have some. Man, yo, listen, he robbed us. He took our money. We just gave him a suspension. He robbed us, man.
$190 million, Damond. All right, Damond, quickly, what's your top five Phillies last 25 years?
My top five, Smith, J-Roll, Howard, Harper, and Wheeler. No, Howard number one, though. That's all I wanted to say. That was in no order, but Howard number one.
Big piece number one.
He's my number one, too.
Damond, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up here. And we got to get to Kyle Schwarber, what he said at the All-Star game about his future with the Phillies. That's next. Your calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.